Yeah, you heard that.
Move it just a hair. So let's stand, do the whole thing again, and really pay attention to the expression and try to build the phrases. Nice wide sound, so that the intonation will even be better.
Thanks, have a seat.
Can I give a quick breath note?
Yeah.
First page, all the men, measure eight. Russ gave us a break after Lumine.
Yes, yeah.
Is it okay?
Yep.
But connect routine thing.
Yep.
Okay, it's got a comma in the text, but there's comma in the section before you take the prep. That makes sense.
We'll see what happens.
All right, let's take out oceans and stars. Also, it's much nicer on that entrance, the first time you attended, like, mezzo piano instead of forte, but you could use as much as you've got with the quality.
This one?
No, the other one, yeah. Couple of rhythmic things you may need to just brush up on this. Hopefully I'll get the meter changes for you.
Three, four, think you wrote an extra measure at the end. You don't need that last measure.
Yeah.
Questions, anybody?
Yeah, just make sure everybody at the end watches you to put the S on the last.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm also probably back to the side.
Or watch whoever's.
It's kind of hard to remember what the letter is because you saw the word like 5 measures ago and then you gotta remember, oh, what am I saying? So write an S there so you know. I'm gonna write mine in right now.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Of course, we don't need that many S's. Of course, it was just some S.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little faster, but yeah.
I don't know if we did the transition from the first ending to the second ending as well as we might have.
Yeah, I think we could do better than that too, but. But Jason Contender, she did that rhythmic thing well at the bottom of 8. That syncopation on end of 2 in the second measure. That's pretty good. All right, we'll come back to that. I'm going to throw one in that Russ didn't have on the list. Still I Sing Hallelujah. You may not do the whole thing, but basis, we're still having an issue with the bottom of 3. Start from the beginning, and then when we get to the bottom of 3, we'll share it with you.
Just do the bass part loud for
you. I think Chris said that the rehearsal, the practice tape might be wrong on that.
I think it was.
So that may be the underlying issue.
Yeah, it might be.
That's right. Quality, and then we got the side, and it just wasn't quite locked in like the other stuff. The basses, let's hear your part in the middle of 3. Would you play it for us, Bush? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
to the B at the end of the first measure at the bottom. We're a lot, some folks are going to the A directly instead of the B flat there.
Someone had pointed out a couple weeks ago that the practice track had an error here, and I have fixed it, so okay. You can go back and look. And if there's still an error in something else, just let me know.
Okay, thanks. So let's sing it together.
When darkness descends and the night never ends, when my shadows conceal us around me.
Just the basis of that.
When darkness descends and the night never ends, when my shadows and demons surround me.
Every time you go down, make it smaller. Because we're adding a little bit on each time, so you're getting a little flat in that section. Try it with the ladies. No tenor yet. One, two, three, and four.
When darkness descends and the night ever ends, when my shadows and demons surround me.
Good. If you make the A on demons, your target note. You're just going to go down a little bit each time until you get to that Z, but don't get to that A, which is, I mean, we all love the A, right? But D, you know, we can sing that fine. Make your way down there slowly. Let's try everybody there. Two, three, and go.
When darkness descends and the night never ends, when my shadows and
I got it.
Anybody has any questions? This is a great night to go over parts or whatever. I know Russ doesn't like to do that, so we do have time tonight if we need to go over stuff. Otherwise, you're reading the notes way above the staff instead of on the staff.
Can Emma play that for us?
She sure can.
Two lines of.
But look at your last note at the top. You're singing a G sharp there. And then you're singing an E. Which is going up. So let's.
The same as the starting note. It's just like the starting note that the sopranos and altos did. It's just right. Like our starting note. So if they can get back up to that.
Correct.
What measure are we talking about?
39 on page 5.
39.
With the 10th, yeah. Just like the 10th line, boys.
At 39?
Yes, please. Let's do that together. Three and one. Mason, tenor, start at the top of the page.
Crescendo and decrescendo, Are we coming back down to MP and then going up to Forte?
You mean when you start on the high chance?
Yes.
Or
should we only come down to MF and then go up?
Well, you're M, yeah, probably M, and I wouldn't worry about MP too much. I'd start there, MF. Because we have a phrase, starts MP and it goes up and it comes down, but it shouldn't come down quite to where it started. You just want to build on the, up to the next phrase.
I think that's probably why we didn't get up to Forte, because we started probably closer to MP.
That's my opinion anyway, Russ may say it. Hold on. Now let's go back to the top of 5. There's a lot of notes and words, and you try to smooth them out too.
I'm going out to fetch the little cat. I shan't be long. The calf that's standing by the mother, I shan't be long.
Play I Shan't Be Long, and then the tenor's entrance for us. Let down from singing Gone Long, and then the sopranos, you just have to come down a step, but the altos have to get up there. So that B, we started a tier low at the beginning, we corrected it immediately, but just be ready to sing that right pitch. The basses and tenors, you're almost as romantic sounding as the women. Let's stand up and do the whole thing. I shan't be gone long, 49.
Basically cover the cost of the music plus a little bit, but most of the money that we earn through our fundraising campaigns is to pay for our concerts. So get out there and fundraise. I know it's not fun, and I know people don't want to ask people, but it really helps to support the chorale. And you know, we have been, the board has been very creative, like getting grants to do major upheavals to our, well, major renovations to our website and all that, but that will not support our day-to-day functions, so.
And Emma gets paid by the note, so. Lovely chance. Spend a good amount of time on that after show.
Russ will be impressed.
Are we starting at the beginning?
Yeah, we'll start at the beginning.
Thank you.
Start at the bottom of 11 with the soprano entrance, and then everybody else comes in on the second measure with Lovely Chance. Page 9, please.
Measure 50?
Correct.
And you might want to put an arrow up under the O or by that note, because you're going up a step on that note. Lovely chance, oh lovely chance, oh lovely chance, oh lovely chance. Good enough, so you might as well get it right. One time, nobody's going to notice.
That's been about a lot.
Sing it, bitches. 1, 2, 3, and.
Lovely chance, oh lovely chance, oh lovely chance.
Let's start everybody top of nine.
Thank you. the Rangers.
Nice. Have a seat. Before we leave, let's do the Still I Sing Hallelujah.
Oh.
Faces move. Three and.
This is here on the table.